Good morning, I'm John Slagers. The 2022 Plymouth County Fair officially opened last night, and one of the first items of business was the crowning of this year's Fair Queen and King. Jake Utesh of Kingsley was announced the Fair King last night. He represents the Kingsley Patriots 4-H Club, of which he's been a member for 8 years. The queen of this year's Plymouth County Fair is Claire Blazek of Lamar's. She's a member of the Grant Clever Clovers 4-H Club. Wade Fisher of Remsen was named Mr. Personality. He's a member of the Grant Little Grants 4-H Club. He's been a member there for 9 years. Miss Congeniality at the fair was Allison Ball of Remsen. She's been a member of the Union Livewires 4-H Club for 7 years. All of this was done in a downpour, which was much welcomed. However, everyone was seeking cover while the ceremony took place. The crowning of a Plymouth County Fair Queen means the reign of McKenna Henrich has come to an end. She's also the State Fair Queen until she relinquishes that title next month at the Iowa State Fair. McKenna described what her past year has been like as State Fair Queen.
Absolutely. It's definitely been a whirlwind for a year for me. I have been to 50 fairs so far, and it's been an amazing experience. I love that I get to go to every county fair and see what makes every county fair kind of tick and what every fair is most proud of. And I know that I'm most proud of my fair, where I come from, and who I represent.
Henrich recalled when she was crowned Plymouth County Fair Queen and then State Fair Queen.
Actually, first thing I got crowned with was Miss Congeniality, so winning that was amazing for me because I was very glad that my peers thought I was a good role model, a good leader, and then winning Plymouth County Fair Dream was amazing because it was an experience that I was so glad that I could represent not only my family but Plymouth County, and that they believed in me, that I'm a good candidate. And so leading up to state, it kind of gave me courage and faith knowing that, you know, my county was behind me, my county believed in me. And winning state was a whole other thing. I think I blacked out for those 30 minutes when I got crowns.
McKenna anticipates giving up her crown at the state fair next month.
I think I'm going to ball harder there than I did tonight, but I definitely think it's a bittersweet experience. I'm glad that I got to pass the crown down tonight to someone who deserved it and someone who I know will love the experience and love their time just as much as I did. And I have a lot of faith that the same thing will happen at State Fair. I have no question and doubt that they will choose a great State Fair Queen, and she will be crowned because of the right reasons.
Henrich plans to go on to university to pursue a career in the field of medicine, but she says she wants to stay connected to agriculture and to the Plymouth County Fair. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds announced appointments to Iowa's boards and commissions yesterday. Several Northwest Iowans are among these appointments. Among them, the City Finance Committee, Darrelton Passives, whose center was nominated. Rob Rosenboom of Sheldon was nominated to the Iowa Developmental Disabilities Council. Josh Bauer of Sioux Center was nominated to the Non-Public School Advisory Committee. Beth Bunkers of Granville and Tyler Hahn of Cherokee were nominated to the Northwest Regional STEM Advisory Board. And Samantha Rosenboom of Lyon County was named to the State Board of Health. All of these appointments are subject to the approval of the State Senate. Governor Kim Reynolds announced the appointment of David May as a justice to the Iowa Supreme Court. May is from Polk City and has been serving on the Iowa Court of Appeals since 2019. He also served as a district judge in the 5th Judicial District. Judge May is the governor's 5th appointment to the state Supreme Court. He fills the vacancy that arose because of the retirement of Justice Brent Appel. And a University of Iowa survey about nurse midwives finds Iowans understand they deliver babies, but they don't know much else about them. Professor Peggy Stover, director of the U of Iowa's Undergraduate Marketing Institute, said she was shocked at how little people knew about the midwife profession. The U of Iowa's Carver College of Medicine is planning to open the state's first nurse midwife education program this fall to help fill gaps in rural areas. Stover predicts it'll be an important addition to the state's healthcare offerings. While wife is in the name, being a midwife is not exclusively a job for women, but it is a matter of perception. The survey found a majority of respondents didn't realize most insurance companies cover the services of a midwife, and that nurse midwives can deliver babies in a hospital in the event of an emergency. That's KLEM News. I'm John Slager.